Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The music scene in Iowa and the rest of the Midwest is thriving right now, and Sam Vitale wants everyone to know about it. He's a videographer behind The Circular Sessions. It's a video series showcasing the breadth and depth of the Midwestern music scene through interviews and performances that are shot in a unique way. And I also want to mention, in the interest of full disclosure, that Sam has done some video work for Iowa Public Radio that apparently we'll get to see during our upcoming Spring Silent Drive on IPR. And Sam is on the line with me now. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Charity. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here today. And your collaborator, Shyla Kay, is also here. She is co-owner of Art Terrarium and the Des Moines, and she is a Des Moines-based plant stylist. Hello, Shyla.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you for being here. And Sam, first, for people, they can follow Circular Sessions on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, and see what you're up to. But for those people who haven't seen these sessions, tell me what we see.
Yeah, so this is a music session series that's set in an art loft in downtown Des Moines. And basically, we invite local musicians, usually Midwestern musicians, to come into the space to set up all their equipment. And we record a live session, both audio and video. And it's just one-take video. And it's really fun. It's just an opportunity to set some musicians in nice natural light and kind of an artistic space and celebrate music.
And where did your idea for doing this come from?
I think recording musicians, as a cinematographer, as a filmmaker myself, recording musicians is just so much fun because I get to just float around them as they're performing. It's like I have a front row seat to a live performance. And it's something I've always done ever since I was in high school. I did it in college. And now that I'm graduated college, I'm kind of like, you know, I wanted to do something that really just, was the blast off point for this type of project and this genre of filmmaking.
Well, and you mentioned it's all filmed in a loft in Des Moines. This is your loft, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the visual part of music, because, I mean, we think about it as the sound of the music. What is it about bringing these videos to people, giving us an opportunity to see musicians in action that really speaks to you?
Yeah, I think, like, music on its own, you know, if you're listening, you hear the final product. But outside of that, there's a human who made that music, who has a story, who is interesting, who has a face. And there's an element to the music that you gain by seeing someone's face, by hearing their story, that is totally new and gives it almost like a new angle on the music itself, a new way of understanding the music by seeing that face.
Well, and so often when we do see music, video sessions of music, we see it on a stage, and you know, all the regular trappings of what a stage looks like, the black backdrop and all of that, and the lighting. What is special about bringing musicians into this loft and having that natural light?
It is, I like to think it's special. You know, yeah, it's kind of it's unconventional. It's something you're not used to seeing, I think. Music in this type of space, in this natural lit open space, is kind of, it's reminiscent of how music is made when it's really made, you know, when it's rehearsed in people's living rooms and in their basements before it even gets to the studio. That's what music really looks like, you know, especially in Iowa, where folks are just making music in their homes. This is kind of the nature of what music is.
And Shyla, tell me how you got involved in this project. It was like I said, this is Sam's loft. So you got involved through what, a post in the hallway or something?
Yeah, I'm his neighbor and we actually share a wall. And, you know, he shared on a neighbor board that he was going to be doing this project and kind of was just warning us that it's going to be noisy sometimes. And I just immediately was like, oh, this is exactly right. This sounds amazing. I want to be involved. How do I wiggle my way into this? And I just, you know, shot him a message and said, if you ever want me to bring in and, you know, bring in some plants and add to the background, this is kind of my thing, and I had just started doing this like interior landscaping with plants, so I just thought it'd be kind of a good practice, and it really has taken off and become like a really fun project to work with him on.
Yeah, well, and Sam, I can imagine that was a really, really positive response from neighbors instead of, hey, that's going to be really loud. Could you keep it down in there? But I mean, tell me how you responded when Shyla said she wanted to be involved.
Oh my gosh, I was like over the moon. Shyla's the coolest, and she's humble, but she's very, very talented space designer, and like these plants just add something new to the space. And like, you know, every single session could look the same because it is the exact same space. But these plants, I think, the way they're moved around, the way they are staged based on what type of musician is coming in, that adds just this extra element of fun for the viewer, I think.
All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit from one of the sessions. This is Elizabeth Moen. And of course, she's an Iowa City based artist. A little bit of the circular session with Elizabeth Moen from Iowa City. And Sam, tell me about your relationship with the artists. How do you connect with people?
You know, a lot of times it's either me reaching out to them or them reaching out to me, but all the time it's through social media. Just usually through Instagram, I message them. Sometimes a musician who has been on the session will recommend a friend of theirs, and then they'll come on. But really, it's just kind of what's going to sound interesting, what's going to be fun, and what's going to be something that folks, I think, will enjoy.
Was it a little bit of a hard sell when you got started? Like, hey, come to my apartment and play a set?
Yes, it was so hard. It was so difficult. It was like, how do I explain to folks without any sort of visual element? Like, hey, this could be cool. But luckily, I had like a lot of friends. There's this band called Trees Reach, who was my first session, and they were just like old high school friends of mine who were totally down to just drive to Des Moines from Cedar Rapids and, you know, bring their instruments and stuff. And that was like the first like proof of concept that I could finally send out to people and say, look, this is a cool thing. Please come and hang out.
Well, and tell me what's special about the experience. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
But for the musicians, what is special about performing in this kind of space and in this way?
Well, the impression I get is that it's calm. You know, it's usually when you are setting up at a venue, you are strapped for time and it's a race against the clock, and then you're in and out. And with this type of thing, we take our time and it's real slow. And it's during the daytime where there's sunlight, and folks can perform a song multiple times. If they feel like they didn't get it right the first time, they can do it again. It's slowed down, and we're interested in getting to know the people behind this music. And I don't think they get as much of an opportunity to do that when they're performing on a stage in front of people.
And tell me about the interview element of this. How does that work?
Yeah, after they've performed their two songs, I just say, all right, guys, let's just chill and let's talk. And so I set up the mics so that we can kind of interview them, and I just throw some questions at them. We just have a little conversation, really casual, really simple.
And Shyla, as you help create this beautiful space, first, just let me ask you, as a plant stylist, what do you feel like bringing live plants into this environment adds to it?
I think it is First of all, it's different every time. So it's like a fun practice to kind of be able to change the setting. Every band is different. They're bringing in different equipment. So I'm bringing different things from my home over and just playing with where the light is, where Sam might be getting a shot at. And there's lots of different, like we've been able to play with installing different shelves and hanging things from his house. And he's been a real good sport about kind of what I want to do, moving his things, like slowly kind of taking over. At first I would like add to it and eventually I would just start moving his things out of the way. I think it is, I mean, for lack of a better word, it's definitely very fresh and giving this like really natural, intimate vibe that people usually comment on. They like the plants. So.
And are you there for the sessions?
I've been there for most of them, and I feel it's like I had mentioned, I wanted to wiggle my way into it. It's like a really amazing experience. It's so intimate and fun, and it's just like really special to be there in this like powerful moment of somebody just really pouring their heart out and Sam bouncing around with his camera, and I just get to like take it all in and really just like hold that space and really appreciate what's happening, and everybody's just showing up and like sharing. It's really cool.
Yeah, what do you think, comparing it to other live music events that you've been able to be a part of, what makes it special?
It's so intimate. It's such a small group. You know, we've opened a couple of the sessions up to friends, and only a few of them have been more than just like Sam and I and the band members. So that I really love being able to say like, you know, I was there for this and I can see the video and like, I remember being there and I can see the final product. And it's almost like a totally different experience being able to have my recollection of the experience and then see how Sam has brought it through on video. It's really beautiful.
Now, Sam, you started doing this last June, right?
That's correct.
So how has it grown in the 8 months or 9 months that you've been doing it?
Well, like I said, it kind of started off as I didn't really, like nobody knew about it. I didn't know how to sell it to people. And now it's sort of staked its place in the music landscape of Iowa, which is really cool to see. It's something that folks know about and they want to be a part of, and they're enthusiastic about being a part of it. And I don't know, it's awesome. It's really just heartwarming to see something grow into what I hoped it would be.
And you're sharing it through Facebook, through YouTube, through Instagram. Are you starting to get noticed beyond Iowa, beyond the Iowa music scene?
Yeah, absolutely. Just everyone in the Midwest. Yeah, folks, a lot of times it's folks touring through Des Moines who, you know, they heard about it. And so they say, hey, we're going to be here for a few hours. Is it cool if we, you know, stop by and do something? And a lot of times Minneapolis, Chicago, Madison, Omaha, you know, all folks in the Midwest, it seems, have heard of it and want to be a part of it.
What, as you continue to develop it, what is your hope for the future?
I don't know. You know, I think just the genre of live music cinematography and live music filmmaking, it's fun for me. If this evolves, it may be something where instead of being in just inside the loft, maybe we'll take it outside and we'll do outdoor sessions and have people walking around the city or, you know, going to a park or... I don't know. I'm just going to kind of play it by ear and see what people like.
And you are planning to move to Minneapolis, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Well, that's a shame. But so is this something that you're hoping to be able to take with you?
Yes, yes. In whatever form it will take, I will, you know, for the rest of my life, I always want to be recording musicians and sharing local music with people. That it's something I can't stop doing. It's just too much fun.
It feels like we're really having a moment with live local music in Iowa and in the Midwest right now. What do you want people who often overlook our part of the state, what do you want people to know about music in the Midwest?
Music in the Midwest is, it's eclectic. It's different. I mean, people are doing stuff everywhere, and a lot of times that'll take place, on a stage. Here in Des Moines, we've got Woolies and Vaudeville Muse, but also... these are taking place in houses. There are these house shows that are happening where folks are just bringing all their friends in and just lugging their equipment and just getting cozy and under some dim light. And that's also Iowa music. Iowa music is everything. It's also racially diverse, is something I think folks have maybe not quite realized. There's people from all walks of life who are expressing themselves through music and putting it out there for a Midwestern audience.
And there are so many different genres that Midwestern musicians are a part of. Do you make an effort to try to bring in different kinds of music?
Absolutely, yes. That's the hope.
Is that a challenge, though?
It can be a challenge, yes. But I'm always, surprised by, new music that's popping up and, always trying to share with people maybe stuff that they haven't heard before. We haven't had a straight cut, hip-hop artist in the loft, and I would love to bring somebody in who's maybe a rapper.
All right. And you said you're hearing from musicians who are starting to say, hey, what about me? and are you still also pursuing? Do you have some dream musicians you want to bring in?
Yeah, for sure. There are lots of Midwestern artists who are kind of, I would love to see them in a more stripped down setting. There's a band called Hippocampus out of Minneapolis. Just a group of guys who I met a long, long time ago. And I would just love to see them with an acoustic guitar and in the natural light and surrounded by cozy people. Lots of bucket list artists for sure.
All right. Well, I wish you so much good fortune in the future. I hope we get to keep seeing Circular Sessions even when you move away. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charity.
Sam Fatala is the creator and the videographer behind Circular Sessions. And Shyla Kay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Charity.
Shyla Kay is co-owner of Art Terrarium and Des Moines-based plant stylist, and she brings in the plants for the Circular Sessions. You can follow the Circular Sessions on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram. And we're going to go out with a little bit of sound from a session with the band The Maytags.
Let me be your lover, girl.
Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Caitlin Harrop, Dennis Reese, and Emily Woodbury. We'd love to hear from you anytime. You're welcome to suggest ideas for the show. Send us an email, talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org, or tweet us @Iowa Public Radio. This is Talk of Iowa.